And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 4th of May. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Iberia 1009, losing its identity by 1800 Monday. New low expected France 1009 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, northwest backing southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, variable mainly southwest later, 4 or less. Rain, moderate or good. Fisher, northwest 5 to 7, backing west 3 to 5, showers, good. German Bight, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less. Rain and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, variable becoming northeast for a time, 2 to 4. Rain with fog banks, fair later, moderate to very poor, becoming good later. Thames, Dover, White, variable becoming northeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 in Thames. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery in Thames. Fog banks, fair later except in White. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, variable mainly northwest later, 4 or less. Showers, thundery except in Plymouth. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast. Showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic in east, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in east Lundy. Rain or showers, thundery in Lundy, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northwest 2 to 4, showers, good. Shannon, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest 3 to 5, veering north 4 to 6 later except in Malin, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7, except in Faroe. Rain, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north 4, 16 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Stornoway, west 1, 35 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest 4, 15 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west-southwest 2, 16 miles, 1013, now falling. Aberdeen, northeast by north 1, 15 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by south 1, 9 miles, 1014, now falling. Boomer, northeast by north 2, 12 miles, 1014, now falling. Bridlington, north northeast 3, 1012, rising. Sandatti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 2 miles, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 2, 5 miles, 1011. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 3, 1011, rising slowly. Jersey, north northwest 1, mist, 3 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south southwest 2, 1011. Silly Automatic, Northwest 2, 14 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, North by East 2, 8 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Aberporth, Northwest 1, rain, 800 metres, 1011, rising slowly. Valley, Northeast by North 3, 22 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, East Northeast 3, 27 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Valentia, South 1, 16 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, North Northeast 4, 24 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Malin Head, North 4, 11 miles, 1015, now falling. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 3rd of May. The general situation: a slack area of low pressure will move towards the near continent, allowing a weak ridge of high pressure to follow from the north on Monday. Thundery showers and fog patches are likely in southern waters until later Monday. Then a cold northerly flow will become established on Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West, veering northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Orkney, becoming variable 2 to 4 later near Orkney. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest, then variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 4 or less, becoming southwest 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 4 or less. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches at first in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 4 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Rain with fog banks, becoming fair later, moderate to very poor, becoming good later. North Foreland to Salsey Bill. Southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers and fog patches, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Salsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 4 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 2 to 4, backing north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast backing northwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Isle of Man, northeast 2 or 3, becoming northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north or northwest 2 to 4, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable 4 or less, becoming northwesterly 3 or 4. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 or 4. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or northwest, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. The Shetland Isles, west or northwest 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or sleet, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on Radio 4. You might like to know that over on Radio 4 Extra now, we've got a special edition of Desert Island Discs Revisited, from Bach to Schubert, on the week that he celebrates his 100th birthday. The broadcaster and naturalist Sir David Attenborough shares his musical choices with Kirsty Young. That's over on Radio 4 Extra. We'll be back on Radio 4 at 5 o'clock in the morning with my colleague Alan Smith. But for now, for the time being, this is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. President Trump has a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Will it work? And are we any closer to a peace deal? Also, we'll hear from people in Iran on their fears for the future.
What I had imagined did not come true. Everything got worse, and we are left with the Islamic Republic. I am gutted that they won the war. I consider the Islamic Republic my enemy.
We speak to the British-Iranian man who took on an attacker who stabbed Jewish men in London.
People will probably say you're a hero because, you know,
Not really. I don't see things. Just, you know, if it's happened everywhere, really, you know, we are human, really. If we could save someone, we have to do it.
And now the boss of Amazon is funding it. Is the Met Gala still the invite everybody wants? All that to come in the next 30 minutes. First, a news bulletin.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. The US military has said it will support merchant vessels to transit the Strait of Hormuz from Monday after Donald Trump announced an operation to free ships stranded by Iran's blockade. A statement said that what Mr. Trump called Project Freedom would involve 15,000 US service members, guided missile destroyers, and more than 100 aircraft. It said the aim was to restore freedom of navigation through the waterway while maintaining America's own blockade on Iranian ports. But Donald Trump had earlier said the mission was only to allow neutral commercial ships to leave and they would not be able to return until the area became safe. A senior Iranian official warned that any U.S. attempt to interfere in the strait would be considered a violation of the ceasefire. From Washington, here's Peter Bowes.
We know that the U.S. and its military are